Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. Think on These Things is a starship of the imagination. Think on These Things is sponsored by the StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to enhancing the understanding of the different types of insurances and their advantages and disadvantages. In a recent conference with Chief of Staff of Quality Angel Home Care Agency and a staffing consultant for the Starship Think on These Things, he requested that we draw up a disruptive innovation plan in order to advise potential customers of how they can access the home health care industry. To start, the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services currently offers 11 unique waiver programs called Home and Community-Based Services, or HCBS for short. The eligibility for each program varies according to your age, injury, your illness, income level, and conditional requirements to find out if you are available for a Pennsylvania waiver service. You can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services website where you can review the services provided and download an application. If you are determined to be eligible for multiple HCBS programs, please be aware that you cannot receive service for more than any one program at a time. To be eligible for home care in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania citizens must meet certain requirements in general. A person must be at least 60 years old and having trouble doing two out of the six activities of daily living. In addition, seniors must be resident of Pennsylvania and have a functional need for in-home health care. This can be determined through an assessment by a health care professional. Activities of daily living, as mentioned above, are the basic tasks that individuals perform on a daily basis, such as bathing, dressing, and eating. For many seniors, difficulties with the ADL is the primary reason for requiring in-home care. In-home care services can provide assistance with ADLS, allowing seniors to maintain their independence and quality of life. Activities of daily living are used as a measurement to determine someone's ability to live independently. The ADLS has been standardized and are listed from the least to the most impaired person. Bathing, dressing, toileting, transfer, that is getting out of bed into a chair, moving about in the house, continence. Continence refers to bladder and bowel control. Now, in the in-home health care becomes eligible for benefits under a long-term care Medicaid program if they are unable to perform some number of the ADLs by themselves. Generally, the number is two, but policies can vary. Any individual might be eligible for long-term care with Medicaid benefits if they are cognitively impaired also. Tests administered by medical practitioners or social workers can measure an individual's ability to perceive, reason, or remember. Benefits are triggered when the cognitive impairment requires someone to be supervised for their own safety or safety of others. Naturally, the next question is the cost of in-home health care. Well, the cost of in-home care can be a burden for many seniors and their families. Fortunately, there are several programs available in Pennsylvania that can provide financial assistance. The first program is the Options Program. Options Program is a state-funded program that provides in-home care services to eligible seniors. The second program, the Care Waiver Program, which is available to seniors who would otherwise require nursing home care. This program provides funding for the home care services, including personal care and health home care. Aging home and community-based waiver services may be available to Pennsylvanians over the age of 60 to enable them to continue to live in their homes and communities with the support and services of the community. To be eligible for the aging waiver, you must be a resident of Pennsylvania, be a U.S. citizen or a qualified non-citizen, have a Social Security number, be 60 years of age or older, meet the level of care needs for the skilled nursing facility, meet financial requirements as determined by the local county assistance office. Another program that is helpful for seniors to get in-home care is the Community Health Choice Plan. Health Choice Plan is a Medicare managed care program that provides in-home care services to eligible seniors. The program is designed to help seniors remain in their homes and avoid nursing home placement. Services provided under the program include personal care, home health care, and home modification. Local area agencies on aging, like the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging, are nonprofit organizations that provide a range of services to seniors, including in-home care services. These agencies can provide information about available service, eligibility requirements, and financial assistance programs. They can also provide referrals to home health agencies and other service providers. In conclusion, there are many options available for in-home health care for the elderly in Pennsylvania. Depending on the program, eligibility requirements can change. But in general, seniors must live in Pennsylvania and have trouble with the activities of daily living. By understanding the different options available in the financial assistance programs that can help pay for care, seniors and their families can make informed decisions about the best way to receive care. On our next podcast, we will discuss immediate and deferred annuities. Thank you very much, denizens of planet Earth, for your indulgence. And until we rendezvous again, I bid you farewell and let the forces be with you. And remember to visit starscazette.com. On our next podcast, too, I would like to introduce you to our new video podcast. If you have any questions, please email us or contribute something towards our continuation. Thank you very much. This is the Doc.